Canada marked its second National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and Stratford's institutions held events across the city to commemorate the federal holiday. The city held a midday service, Stratford Festival shone orange lights over the Avon Theatre, and the Falstaff Family Centre hosted events. Truth and Reconciliation is about a time we get together and share knowledge, knowledge keeper Kristen Dennis said at the Falstaff ceremonies. How can we reconcile those differences? How can we come together and say no more? Also known as Orange Shirt Day, Truth and Reconciliation Day was established in 2021, in light of the discovery of thousands of unmarked graves near former residential schools. The day is meant to honor the children who never returned to their home and the survivors who did. Canadians were encouraged to wear orange to honor lives lost. According to Canada.ca, the orange shirts symbolize the stripping away of culture, freedom, and self-esteem experienced by Indigenous children at residential schools. Dennis, or Fast-Moving Cloud in Ojibwe, is a knowledge keeper at the Avon Maitland District School Board. He led discussions and songs at the Falstaff Family Centre for local elementary school children and Stratford citizens alike. Ojibwe spirit horses grazed on the front lawn for a meet and greet. Land acknowledgements were done by Director Lorena McKennett and Stratford City Councillor Joe D. Burbach, and a sacred fire burned, a traditional way to start a ceremony. Dennis explained the importance of the medicine wheel for his nation, and performed a smudging, the burning of traditional medicines to purify the soul from negative thoughts. A solidarity walk around the Avon River finished the events held at the Family Centre. At City Hall, words and song were provided by Indigenous speakers to help residents reflect on the legacy of residential schools. Roy Henry Fish performed the Ladies' Dance song, and explained its meaning to the crowd. They say when the lady fell from the sky world, and the big turtle came up, she began to dance on the back of the turtle, Fish said. As she danced, the turtle grew. Fish picked the song to honor women that make life possible. Fran Henry provided the Thanksgiving address to the crowd, a greeting and a way to bring the minds together as one. As the daughter of a residential school survivor, Fran has mixed emotions about the holiday. Although I'm really happy to be here and to help, I'm hoping that more can be accomplished. I would like people to educate themselves on what happened. My mother survived, but how many other children did not? She said that the day has brought up difficult emotions as she thinks about what happened. Although there has been good media coverage and the ongoing discussions about Canada's legacy is a good thing, it is only a reminder of the horrible things in our history, Henry said. It's not just a story, Henry explained. This is real-life trauma, life experiences. This isn't a story to entertain. It is estimated that over 150,000 Indigenous children were brought to residential schools. According to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, over 4,100 children died while attending. That number is only growing as more graves are discovered.